Malinonde, malinonde, malinonde. Renon takun zek taba. Rebala baba. Rebala baba. Rebala baba. Keba barababai. Keba rababai. Rantala baya kabada baba. Kavala babanda bada baba. Yabanda bada baba bada baba. Yekaba barababa barababa rabababa. Velende, 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 velende. Oh, rekababa, rekababa, rekababa. Kavara matala, kamana namana barababa. Basom teke bababai, barababai. Kalalalalaba, yabalalalaba, rabalalalaba. Yebalababa, rebalababa, rebalababa. Shandala kadai.
Come on, enjoy the flow of the Holy
Spirit. Oh, we give a praise. We give a praise. We give a praise. Make non zata baba ba. Kapala baba. Kapala baba.
Akosi semansenina.
Oh.
Beji wa tumo.
Oh, glory to God. Keyboard of a ball. Katara baba. Kabara baba baba. Rabana baba baba. Banda bara 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 bara. Reda gabaya baba. Kabala bala bala baba. Kabala baba baba baba. Yabanda bara baba. Yabanda bara baba baba. Yabara baba bara baba. Kabala baba bara baba. Yabara baba baba baba. Yabara baba baba. Yabara baba baba. Yabara baba baba. Yabara baba 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 baba. Yabara baba 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 baba. Yabara baba baba baba. Rekaba bala gaba. Yabala gaba bala ba. Yabada baba baba. Yabala bala bala baba. Yabandere de bo. Yabandere de bo. Yabandere de bo. Rabandere de bo. Apandere de bo. Yabada baga baba. Yabada gabada baba. Yabada gabada baba. Rabada gada baba. Yabamba baba baba. Yababa baba baba. Kabada bada 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 baba. Yabada bada baba. Yabada bada baba. Yababala baba. Rabada gabada bada baba. Rapara gabada baba. Rato zanda bada baba. Rendigende bada gaba. Radiga bada bada baba. Rababa baba baba baba. Yababa baga baba baba. Yababa baba baba baba. Yabala baba baba. Valanda bada 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 baba. Yabanda bada gaba bada baba. Rabalaba, Yabalaba, Yabalaba, Shavana Baba, Rebala Baba, Igababa, Igababa, Legadaba, Legabada Baba, Yibala Baba Baba, Yabala Baba Baba, Yababa Baba, Rabala Bala Baba, Yabala Bala Baba, Yabala Bala Baba, Yabala Bala Bala Baba, Yabala Bala Baba, Kabanda Bebe, Kabanda Bebe. Yabanda belebe, Rabanda belebe, Kabanda belebe, Yabanda belebe, Yabanda belebe, Rebaba baba baba, Yabaga bada baba, Yabada bada baba, Javada gada branda baba, Kidaba baba baba, Kidaba baba baba, Yababa baba baba baba, Yababa baba baba baba, Yabada bada 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 baba. Yabada bada 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 bada
Yabadababa, 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 Rabadababa, Yabadababa, 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 Rabadababa, Jabalababa, Jabalababa, Yabadababa, Yabadababa, Kabadababa, Rapalaba, Yabadababa, Kabadababa, Yabadababa, Kabadababa, Yabadaba, Shabalanta la labrada, Rikaba, Balababa, 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 Yabadababa, Yakababa, Balababa, Taba, Yanta la labata, Yanta la labata, Yanta la labata, Yanta Balababa, Kabana Badababa, Yibaba, Baba, Ribaba, Bagababa, Ribaba, Balababa, Shabanda Balababa. Kabala balaba, kabala balaba, randa balaba, randa la balaba, randa balaba, riba baba, yiba baba, yiba baba, yiba laba, 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 riba laba, yiba laba, kabala baba, kabala baba, yaba kabata, kabala baba, yaba baba, kabala baba. Kabababa, Yabababa, 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 Ribalaba, Dibalaba, 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 Libalaba, 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 Yabababa, Yabababa, Ribababa, Kibababa, Yabababa, Labababa, Kabababa, Yabababa, Kabababa, Yabababa, 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 Ribababa, Ligababa, Ligababa, Kabababa, Tabababa, 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 Yabandaba, 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 Kabandaba, Yabababa, 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 Kabalababa. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We give a praise. We give a glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Beloved, the word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Means for whichever direction you want your life to head, And whenever we are told that we have to take hold of God's word, it is not a fanfare. Oh, it is not a fanfare. It is not like if someone wants to use the word of God to bully you. The word of God is the wisdom of God. Yesterday, I took more time to explain that to you. See, the word of God is the wisdom of God. When you take heed to God's word, you enjoy direction. You see, thank you, Holy Ghost. In Proverbs chapter 2, from verse 1, it says, my child, will you treasure my wisdom? He said, then and only then will you acquire it. And only if you accept my advice and hide it within will you succeed. You see? So your success is how you valued God's wisdom. And the word of God is the wisdom of God. All of God's counsel has been packaged into his word. You see? He said, and only if you accept my advice and hide it within will you succeed. He says, so train your heart to listen when I speak. This passing translation. And open your spirit wide to expand your discernment. Then pass it on to your sons and daughters. Say, yes, cry out for comprehension and intercede for insight. So for if you keep seeking it like a man would seek for sterling silver, searching in hidden places for cherished treasure, then you would discover the fear of the Lord and find the true knowledge of God. So wisdom is a gift from a generous God, and every word he speaks is full of revelation and becomes a fountain of understanding within you. God's word is his revelation, which becomes a fountain of understanding in you. You see, He says, for the Lord has hidden storehouse of wisdom made accessible to his godly ones. He becomes your personal bodyguard as you follow his ways, protecting and guarding you as you choose what is right. He said, then you will discover all that is just, proper, and fair, and be empowered to make the right decisions as you walk into your destiny. When wisdom wins your heart and revelation breaks in, true pleasure enters your soul. He said, if you choose to follow good counsel, divine design will watch over you and understanding will protect you from making poor choices. It will rescue you from evil in disguise and from those who speak duplicities. For they have left the path of righteousness and walk in the ways of darkness. They take pleasure when evil prospers and thoroughly enjoy a lifestyle of sin. But they are walking on a path of nowhere, wandering away into deeper deception. So listen, any path outside God's word is a path unto deception. You need to come to that place where you are fully abiding by what God has said in his word. You see, you fully abide in what God has said in his word. Where your heart fully trusts God. Trust what God has said. You see, and practice his saying. When you treasure God's word, you act accordingly. There are many people that have spoken of principle of success. But God gave us a principle to success. Now, he shared that with Joshua. So let's look at it, Joshua. Joshua 1. Joshua 1, verse 8. Joshua 1, verse 8. Oh, hallelujah. Joshua 1, verse 8. Let me just read to you from the Message Translation. It says, and don't for a minute let this book of the Revelation be out of mind. He said, ponder and meditate on it day and night, making sure you practice everything within it, everything written in it. You see, he said, making sure you practice everything written in it, then you will get where you are going, then you will succeed. It is in the practice of God's word. Be a practitioner of the word of God. Don't choose what to believe. Don't choose what to practice. Now, as long as it's in agreement with the knowledge of Christ, you must do it. You must be a doer of that word. You see, you need to come to that place where you are doing God's word. You are acting on the word of God. And you must know that the things I come to share with you are not things to just excite you. They are not. It's not like I'm looking for a place to talk, so I come talking to you. It's because I want to correct your thinking. I want to direct your mind through God's word. You see, I want to help you advance. You see, advance in the way of the Lord. There are principles in God's word. Day by day, the Lord is leading me onto the full manifestation of what he has called me to do. I said that prosperity is a journey. You see? and there are milestones. The word of God makes you know that where the path you are on is the path of success, because it will show you the milestones. The word of God will show you. The word will expose you to the levels and the dimensions of life. Success in the kingdom is in phases. You see, you must know that success is in phases. Prosperity is not one time thing. Success is a one level to the other. Prosperity is in phases. And seeing what God's word says and proving it at different phases of my life, I know by that same realities dispensed in God's word, it will carry me to that next level. You see, and it's the same thing with you. What God says will carry you to your next level. This is why you must give your heart to his word. This is why you must give your heart to his saying. It's funny how some people believe in what God has said concerning your salvation. But when it comes to what the word of God is saying about their finances, their day-to-day living, they want to be selective. You see, they want to be selective. It's important to be selective and not bias selection. You don't have to rubbish principles from God's word. Yesterday I was saying that when it comes to financial dominion, it is not dependent on your prayer and fasting. I explained that prayer and fasting helps you see. When it comes to finances, it is dependent on our response, obedience to what God has said. And you practice the principles God's word has taught. For example, throughout the scriptures, you would never see anyone used by God. You would never see anyone who God prospers who did not make sacrifices, who did not trust God with their finances. You see, money is a medium of exchange. Money is the medium by which a value of a thing, material things, are measured. Material things don't determine materialism. We talk about materialism. Materialism is not really about the materials. It's about the heart that pursues the materials. So, prospering or enjoying material blessings is not equated to materialism. And at times, anytime we are talking about prosperity, what people think about is emphasis on materialism. But that is not what it is. Financial prosperity is important. You see, it is important. You know, Jesus, who brought us eternal life through his death, was not buried in a poor man's tomb. The resurrection of Jesus did not take place in a poor man's tomb. You must accept that poverty is not a good thing. Materialism is not having abundance. A person can be poor and be materialistic. You see, poverty is not a good thing. Accept it. That because says the love of money is the root of evil. It means Money is not an evil. It's the love of it. However, money can become a god unto others. What you must know is speaking tongues. I want to speak in tongues, briefly. Rebara gabaya. Evonzo prata kaba. Malino zevai. Oh, kevrondo bozo zaba. Ralongo shakaba baba baba. Ala baba. Teleno ngro tabagaba. Oh, bakatus. I refuse to be poor. Jesus was not poor. Beloved, there is nothing poverty can achieve for God. Poverty is not the determination of pure spirituality. You don't need to be poor to be spiritual. The truth is that you can be poor and poverty can be the reason you may not fulfill purpose. It's not just about money sponsoring God's agenda. You see, it's not just about money sponsoring the agenda or pursuit in life. It's about a lack of money making your living a slave. You know, so many destinies have been crushed because of poverty. A young man grows up, completes the university, and may need to, by the plan of God, may have to start a business or follow the talent God has given to him. And at the time, because of poverty in families, they are forced into occupations which enslaves them for the rest of their lives. You know, there are a lot of people who have become slaves working in hotels. And you know why? They'll work in a hotel from Monday to Sunday, morning to evening. They have no life. And some evening through midnight. Now, somebody say, oh, if they don't go there, who should work there? That's not a problem. The point is that there are many jobs that have enslaved people because of poverty. It has crushed destinies. They get stuck in a loop. Listen, God wants you to prosper so that out of your prosperity, others will be blessed. See, this is how you must think. Generations are depending on you. They're depending on your prosperity. Poverty is a state of mind. You see, it does not begin with absence of money. Poverty begins with the wrong mindset. See, this is what I'm saying, that when you come to God, what he does to you is he corrects your thinking. Because it is your thought patterns that governs how you do things. When God shapes your mind, then he opens your eyes. You see, when God does not correct the way you think, and he opens your eyes to see hidden treasures, when you even see the hidden treasures, you will still remain poor because the way you think is not right. When you think poor, if all the resources in this world are given to you, you can't achieve anything with it. You will remain poor. I've told you a couple of times. When you look at the state of most African countries, with all their resources, they are still wallowing in poverty. Why? There's something wrong with the way they think. You see? Being greedy is not a matter of the poor or the rich. It's a state of a man's heart. It's a state of a man's heart. That's one. For your life to be dominated by money, controlled by money, It's not about having money or not having money. It's about the state of your heart. You see, there are people who have money and they are slaves of the money they have. Because that money directs the way they think. Such a man is a poor man having money. It will not take long. It will manifest. And there are those who cannot do what they have to do because they don't have money. So when you have abundance mentality, you may not be having resources in your hands, yet you are not afraid of the money. You are not dominated by money. A man who is blessed and understands his blessings is a man who understands the times and the seasons, number one. Whose vision is not limited by resources. Who exercises authority over resources at every given time and at every level. At times people think that when we become born again, God bless us. All the blessings we have is a blessing of Jesus' finished work. That's the peak. But there is a way it positions us to confidently assess divine supply. So you need to correct the way you think. Correct your attitude towards money. You know who a poor person is? A poor person is one who ran after money at the expense of their destiny. Such person is poor. When you can decide not to have time for God because you need to be on the field to make some money at the expense of what God wants to do with your life, refuse to be poor. See, you have to refuse to be poor. Refuse to be poor. Don't accept poverty. No matter where you sleep, you see, you can be sleeping on the mat and be a blessed man mentally. See, it's only a matter of time. You will grow into abundance where everything responds to you. I read Deuteronomy 8 to you. Deuteronomy 8, 18. It says, remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that gives you power to create wealth. So what God does to you is, see, God gives you ability to create wealth. See, I told you about power. Power. The word dunamis. Right, and that word, when it says you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost had come upon you, realize the word dunamis speaks of power, might, strength. It speaks of physical power, force, might, ability, efficacy, energy. That word speaks of strength, wealth. You see, wealth. It speaks of influence. So, listen. When God was creating the world, I would say, and the Spirit of the Lord was hovering over the waters, and God said, let there be. The abundance of the field were incubated by the Spirit. They were conceptualized by the Spirit. We accept this. Listen, it is an error to be numbered among those that lack as we carry the Holy Ghost, as we have the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, all things were made by him. Nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. When you observe the people of the covenant, you realize that Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, they were people that walked in prosperity. Yes, they looked into a land whose maker and builder is God. But yeah, they prospered. And the Bible says, they that are of faith are blessed with the faithful Abraham. Now for us, we have arrived. But you know, as we have arrived in the land where Abraham hoped for, we must also now enjoy the abundance. Now listen, when you study Abraham, it was not like where the blessings came upon Abraham, then Abraham became rich. It's not like Isaac received the blessings, then he became rich. Yes, Isaac inherited he had some inheritance from his father. But for whichever level they were, they grew. prosperity is a journey. But you must have the mindset that you are a blessed man. I said it. I said, whether as I'm talking to you now, you sleep on a mat, you must maintain that mentality that you are a blessed man, that you are loaded. It is the mentality that will carry you out of the level you are. The gospel will only go far in the hands of people that have prosperity mentality, who have the mentality to prosper, that they are prosperous, they are blessed men. God wants you to see. God wants you to walk in abundance. God wants us to walk in abundance. He wants us to walk in abundance. And so he's saying that, my son, come to the right knowledge now and grow. Grow in prosperity. Grow. Grow into abundance. You may be living in a chaos now, but the Lord is saying that grow. Don't be in a rush to just change your clothing and change things around you because you want to show that you have prospered. No. You change your thinking. You change your thinking. You change your mentality. To allow God to correct your mindset. And listen, if we are talking about abundance, it's not just about you saying, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. No, it's you having that mindset. It is you having that mindset. Hey! You see, walk out of the dimension of poverty. Walk out of the realm of lack. Walk out in your mind. In your mind. Stop thinking that you're from a poor family. Listen, this is how you cannot be intimidated by this world when you know you have the power of God at work in you. And the power of God produces in you the ability to get big in the spirit, to expand in the physical dimension. You are the mighty God. Let's look at something in Genesis. Genesis 26. Genesis 26. From verse 1. There was a famine in the land besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, in Gerar. Then the Lord appeared to him and said, do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land of which I shall tell you. Dwell in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. For to you and your descendants I give all these lands, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham your father, and I will make your descendants multiply as the stars of the heavens. I will give to your descendants all these lands, and your seed, all the nations of the earth, shall be blessed. Because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. Do you see that? He kept all the charge of the Lord. He kept his commandments. He kept his statutes. He kept his laws. Verse 6. So Isaac dwelt in Gerar. The men of the place asked about his wife. Now before I continue, you realize that there was famine in the land. So, where Isaac was, there was famine. But now, Isaac wanted to move out. And he said, the Lord said, do not go down to Egypt. Be where you are. Which means that, listen, the real environment of success by God. Now, before you get what I'm saying, let me just say this before I continue what I was saying. We don't measure the progress of our lives with the people of the world. The Bible says we don't envy the world. We don't envy the people of this world. We don't envy the wicked. We don't envy the unrighteous. You see, for us, there is a mandate upon our lives. There is a mandate upon our success. There is a mandate upon our prosperity. When money comes into your hand, there is a mandate upon that money. There is a mandate upon your greatness. Hebatus. So, the principles of God for us are not the principles for the people of this world. Some people go like, oh, the world, they follow the principles in the Bible and they still succeed. Listen, it is not with the same spirit. It is not with the same spirit. So hear what God is telling us. Now, I was going to say that the environment of success, the environment of prosperity, the environment of prosperity is not in the country you live in physically. It is in the condition of your heart, your inward condition. Listen, there are poor people in America. There are poor people in Canada. There are poor people in Europe. Why are they poor? Poverty, abundance is a condition of your inward part. Thank you, Jesus. All right, verse 6. So Isaac dwelt in Gerar, and the man of the place asked about his wife. And he said, "She is my sister." For he was afraid to say, "She is my wife," because he thought, "Lest the man of the place kill me for Rebekah, because she is beautiful to behold." Now it came to pass, when he had been there a long time, that Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked through a window and saw, and there was Isaac showing endearment to Rebekah, his wife. Then Abimelech called Isaac and said, "Quite obviously she is your wife. So how could you say she is my sister?" Isaac said to him, "Because I said, lest I die on account of her." And Abimelech said, "What is this you have done to us? One of the people might soon have lain with your wife, and you would have brought guilt on us." So Abimelech charged all his people, saying, "He who touches this man or his wife shall surely be put to death." Then Isaac sold in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. Isaac sowed in that land where God told him to be, and reaped in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. Verse 13. The man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous. So you see, he began. But before he began to prosper, there was the blessing of God. But watch, the blessing of God must come upon something. The blessing of God came upon him, but has to produce results through some medium. When we are talking about abundance, you see, stop looking at money dropping from the sky. I say it's a mindset and how you engage the things that surround you. Then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. See, the man began. So there was a stage he began to prosper. Hey, you see. The man, I said, prosperity, the word is chalak, it's a journey. The man began to prosper. But before the man began to prosper, listen, God corrected his thinking with his word. When he grew up, God told him not to leave that land. And God told him how he was going to cause him to prosper. He changed his thinking. He gave him his word. He programmed his thoughts to align himself to the covenant. Because there is something about the covenant people. There is a way they think. There is a way we should think. There is a way we should think. And I'm talking to you. There is a way God wants you to think. When he sowed in that land, where the land where God asked him to stay, where there was famine, he sowed in that same land. Now the question is, what then made him to reap? What made him to reap 100-fold? Now this sowing is different. I will explain. Now this sowing actually is not about giving. It's about business investment. You see, and that's why I'm saying that the Lord is opening our eyes to that very thing that God wants to use to cause you to attract resources. It is what you have in your hand that God is going to use. that essential thing that God is using to take your attention every day. Not what your unserious mind is using, your selfishness is using. I'm talking about what God has been prompting you and directing your life towards. That thing, when you become diligent in it, when you become diligent in it, you shall reap hundredfold. That was it. The man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous. For he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and a great number of servants. So the Philistines envied him. Now the Philistines had stopped up all the wells which his father's servants had dug in the days of Abraham's father. And they had filled them with earth. And Abimelech said to Isaac, go away from us, for you are much mightier than we. You know what? When God prospers you, and you continue to prosper, and you become very prosperous, you become mightier than the people of this world. This is the place God is taking us. And that's why I said, this season is a new dawn. You begin to prosper. You begin to prosper. The channels of increase, the avenues of supply, your eyes have been opened to those avenues. I mentioned to you last time, you don't have many sources of finance. Your source is God, but you have made different channels. Whatever you do shall prosper. In the name of Jesus. Look, verse 17. Then Isaac departed from there and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac dug again the wells of water which they had dug in the days of Abraham his father. For the Philistines had stopped them up. Had stopped them up after the death of Abraham. He called them by the names which his father had called them. Also, Isaac's servant dug in the valley and found a well of running water there. But the herdsmen of Gerar quarreled with Isaac's herdsmen, saying, the water is ours. So he called the name of the well Issac, because they quarreled with him. Then they dug another well, and they quarreled over that one also. So he called its name Sitna. And he moved from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it. So he called its name Rehoboth, because he said, for now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. Then he went up from there to Beersheba, and the Lord appeared to him the same night and said, I am the God of your father, Abraham. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bless you and multiply your descendants for my servant Abraham's sake. So he built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord, and he pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servant dug a well. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You see, let me just say this. You know, there are times you see God's people, the fathers in the faith, whom God has blessed. You see them do things. And at times you wonder. I told you, when it comes to financial prosperity, it is not a thing. You see, it's not merely Christian doctrine. They are principles of God. Listen, there are things the people of the covenant did that when you emulate, you experience the manifestations they experienced. Get this, these guys looked onto a city. They were spiritual. Yet in their walk with God, they applied their heart to certain principles of life that sealed their prosperity. Number one, this guy Isaac is a blessed guy by the word of the Lord. And that word changed his thinking. And then whatever he found himself doing, he prospered. Where there was famine, he dug a well, he got water, he took it from him, he dug another one, he took it from him, dug another one. Now, each time he did, water came forth. And the Bible says, when your decisions please the Lord, even your enemies will be at peace with you. When you continue, you're going to see that Abimelech, who moved Isaac, could not stop his progress. You know, sometimes people think that your progress is because of where you are. There are people who think that you are succeeding because of where you are working. They don't know that it is the condition you carry in your spirit. It's an atmosphere you carry in your spirit. It's an environment you have created that causes blessings, causes resources to gravitate to you. I always know men don't just give to me because I'm a blessed man. I'm a blessed man. And I'm going to grow. I'm going to begin to prosper, continue to prosper, till I so prosper. Oh, glory! I thought you're saying this for yourself. Listen. This really touched my heart. I want to share this with you. Look at it. And the Lord appeared to him the same night and said, I am the God of your father, Abraham. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bless you and multiply your descendants for my servant Abraham's sake. Remember, he had already come to correct his thinking. Now he's carrying the guy to another level. But this time, Isaac had a different response. I will bless you and multiply your descendants for my servant Abraham's sake. So he built an altar. You see that? Isaac built an altar. I want you to speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Listen. There are altars. Listen. Altars have sacrifices. And when you study through all the scriptures, anytime God came to these patriarchs, they are gallant men of faith. Anytime God's word came to them, they erected an altar. They bent. What will you do on altars? Altars are for sacrifices. They made sacrifice. And that's how it is in the ancient times. They made sacrifices on altars to mark their progress. See, there are altars that hold nations in captivity. Altars are not just prayer. It's a package of sacrifices. Things that translate into value are also placed on altars. You see, you must get this. Maybe later I'll take them to talk about altars. He erected an altar to seal that prophecy, to seal that word, to prayer and your giving. That's what Isaac did. And at times you see fathers in the faith doing things like this. They will just sit behind and be making fun. Oh, they are bullying people. But they are doing it. You must learn to walk with God. People go like, Jesus has made the ultimate sacrifice. There's nothing for me to make sacrifices. No, the sacrifice Jesus made was for the punishment of sin and to destroy the power of sin. In your walk with God, you must understand the times and the seasons so that you will know what to do per time. You see? So that you know what to do per time. And this is something that the people the Lord prospers, the people that walk in the prosperity of God, these are things they do. Listen, you must be sensitive in your journey of faith with God. You must be sensitive. You must be discerning. You must know when God wants to achieve something with you. You must know how God wants to achieve what he wants to achieve with you. And this is why these people are praying for inward intuition, for insight, for spiritual understanding, to know what to do per time and how to jump in on the fulfillment of God's word for our life. Just in this chapter, you're going to see that the guy got into business. First, God changed his thinking and he got to realize that he can prosper where he is. Got into business. The Lord blessed his business. And he continued to prosper. The Lord enlarged him. And the Lord to climb to the next phase. He started erecting altars, making sacrifices to God. You must be sensitive to things like this. You see, but we know why we make sacrifices to God. Financial commitment. Why are we talking finance? Because that's what has valued. That's what values, places value on our treasures, outward treasures. Tomorrow I'll talk to you about the state of a man's heart that makes him exercise dominion over money. The people that are sold out to God, people that are sold out in the kingdom, the people that are sold out to God and give themselves to the understanding of times and season and what to do, then have the knowledge of what to do, they are they that experience increased financial blessings. God doesn't want you to be broke. He has given us a prophetic word. He said, for he shall bring forth noble men. And that's what the Spirit of God is talking through me to talk to you, talking to us, nurturing us with his word, to bring us to a certain dimension of understanding. It's time to set your heart on abundance. It's time to walk with God, to experience the success. It's time to begin to prosper, to continue to prosper, until you greatly prosper. I want you to lift your voice. We're going to thank him. We're going to thank him. It's time. It's a season. Father, we give you praise. Lagabados. Zeveranta kovra koshaka bababa. Ilababando zova babaranta kabai. Regando zonta lababa. Fradlendo joko rota kabababa. Shana makata lama labata. Salabababa barabababa. Regadande lelebos. Oh, glory to God. Larababababos. You are moving from the level you are to the next level. You are making tangible progress in the name of Jesus. Many shall see you and they will know you are the blessed of the Lord. Many shall see you and celebrate of the blessings of God. Velando zokababa. Oh, kabashakabalababaya. Ratosotakaba. Thousands of souls are going to be saved. The Lord knows that when he prospers you, they're going to sponsor a project for the salvation of the millions. Hey! You have the word of God in you. However, it takes the prosperity of God's word, prosperity in finances, to bring billions to Christ. You cannot win billions irrespective of your revelation of Jesus. When that revelation of Jesus does not change your thinking towards abundance, towards financial increase, towards success, it cannot affect the billions of souls. Job said he was the helper to the poor. How can you be a helper to the poor when you are poor? You are walking out of that poverty. Now, this week, we are looking into principles of financial increase. As we are following the patterns of they that the Lord prospered, I declare unto you, your prosperity will manifest unto all. Vakaba sata balaba. I bow my knees for this cause and I pray for you that the Lord shall open your eyes to hidden riches. In the name of the Lord Jesus, it's time for the prosperity of the gospel. For that matter, the Lord is prospering you. You shall prosper, continue to prosper, and you shall greatly prosper. In that business, you are reaping hundredfold. You will not put your money into any business for you to lose. In the name of Jesus, your money will not fall into the hands of calamity. Your money will fall into the hands of increase, of multiplication. In the name of the Lord Jesus, it's a season. It's a season. It's a new dawn. You walk in that prosperity. By the counsel of God, by the wisdom of God, the spirit of understanding that causes a man, the wisdom that causes a man to increase. Our wisdom is at work in you now. You know what to do per time to manifest this prosperity of the Lord.